competitive trading post. Who's back of it? The company is supposed to have exclusive trading rights.
But Brooks is trying to find out. The Mocklins around the place always say the humans are off somewhere hunting or something. We've never seen them. They take the lady's luggage.
Yes, sir. It's a pleasure.
He looks a little familiar, your clerk.
He's a Mocklin. But he looks a lot like a man used to be a wiper on a Palmyra, Casey. I think he's on the Aldebaran run now.
Please. Please conduct me to the trading post.
That afternoon, Brooks come down out of the hills with a bunch of Woods Mocklins that were guiding him. I took Inspector Caldwell over to meet him. And he gets one look at her red hair and other equipment, and he stops short.
Hey, what's this? She Mocklin?
I beg your pardon?
This is Inspector Caldwell. She come in on a Palmyra today. This is Brooks, the head trader.
Well, am I glad to see you. I guess they finally read my reports in sector headquarters. You've come to check my request that the planet be abandoned?
Not at all. Mocklin has great potentialities. Friendly natives. Trade should continue and increase.
But I explained.
I'm interested in is why you allowed a competitive post to be established in our exclusive territory.
My reports cover that. Haven't you read them?
Of course not. I was given a briefing on the situation here and told to correct it. Well, now, let's get to it. Do they cut prices?
50%.
Yeah, but lots of Mocklins still trade with us, just out of friendship. They're real friendly, these Mocklins.
Now, I'd like to know just...
Excuse me, Mr. Brinkley.
What is it, Dave?
A girl just brought you a compliment.
Oh? Well, now send her in and get a present for her.
Yes, sir.
50%. Well, if they want a trade war, we'll give it to them. We can cut prices if we have to. We have all the resources of the company behind us.
My dear Miss Caldwell, if you'd read any of my...
Inspector Caldwell.
Here she is, Mr. Brinkley.
Compliments, sir. Compliments.
Well... Let's see him.
He's asleep.
Well, look at that. He is like mine. The same bastion nose and everything. What do you know? Kitsy, kitsy, kitsy. Hey, what's your name?
Morano.
I can't remember ever seeing you before. Well, that's the way it goes. Hey, Dave, take her in the post and give her a present.
Yeah, this way.
Thanks for the compliment. I'm greatly honored. Yeah, it's real cute, ain't it? Real human.
Human? Brinkley, you are going to be transferred out of here the instant the Palmyra gets back.
Why? You mean that girl? I'm giving her a present. What's the matter?
That's all you think about it? The callousness. You're revolting.
Miss Caldwell, I'm afraid maybe you don't exactly understand about parallel evolution here on Mocklin.
I gather it's been parallel enough. That will be all on that subject, if you please. In the morning, I shall want to go and inspect that other trading post.
We set out for the trading post the next day. Brooks stayed behind on account of he was peeved that she hadn't read his reports. Anyway, she was cute as the bug, and he resented anyone with a figure like that in authority over him, especially without reading his reports. Well, I tried to explain to Miss Caldwell that we just couldn't go in and rip up the opposition post.
Why not? They're poaching.
Mocklins imitate humans. Now, if we start trouble, they'll start it too. Anything. Mayhem, murder, theft, bigamy.
Bigamy? You're worried about that?
Listen, Miss Caldwell, you've got to understand about Mocklin evolution.
I'm not interested.
Yeah, here, wait a minute. Now, this is a nest bush, see? There's about a dozen nests on it.
Hmm?
Now, only about two of them are right. Look.
There's a bird.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Now, see, the bush grows nests for the cacklebird, and the bird, well, fertilizes around the bush. It's even Steven. See, that's the way evolution works on Mocklin, like we were trying to tell you.
Mr. Brinkley, I am not interested in learning about the birds and the bees on Mocklin or any other planet from you. Now, let's get on to that trading post.
Naturally, when we got there, there was only a couple of Mocklins hanging around. They told us the same story about the humans having gone off somewhere hunting donderflies. When we got back to the company post, Inspector Caldwell, furious as a wet cacklebird, marched right into Brooks.
I have just ordered a price cut on all items on sale by 75%. I've also ordered unlimited credit for Mocklin customers. They want a trade war over there? I'll give it to them.
But you don't understand. There's a whole planet where they could have put another trading post without being discovered. Why put it so close?